Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Red Express. Robbie here, man. What a week it has been. A lot of big things happening here for the podcast. And man, I am excited to bring you everything and anything that when it comes to, everything with the CrossFit Open, everything with, 18.5 coming up, 18.4 is a wrap. And what do you guys think? What did you guys think of the heavy deadlifts, the handstand pushups, the handstand walks for the first time? Had some very, very good performances all around the board. We're going to go through those in just a little bit. But first, got to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of this podcast, Burrito Perdido, located on Cedar Road in Chesapeake, Virginia. Man, they have been with us since the very beginning. Man, they've got tacos, chimichangas. They've got Southwest cuisine for you, and man, they have been doing some great things for a long time. If you are ever in the Great Bridge, Chesapeake area, make sure you head on over to Burrito Perdido and grab yourself a burrito, a chimichanga, whatever you feel like getting, grab yours today. It is going to be a great show, guys. Excited to, dive into 18.4. a little bit, and kind of speculation of what 18.5 could be. I know I gave my preview according to a picture that Dave Castro sent out a little bit earlier, but we are going to find out a little bit later today. It's actually Thursday. It's Thursday morning. I believe it's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Pacific. I don't even know. Dave Castro works really weird. But I think he's going to announce the next workout for this one. So what's going to happen? We're going to find out here in just a little bit. Here are some of the top scores. And of course, 18.4 was Diane with the deadlifts and handstand pushups, followed by some more deadlifts and handstand walks. Very, very heavy. And a lot of people kind of speculated, what did that picture with the dog and the egg mean? Well, I think it meant kind of it's going to break your back, and that's kind of what it was. Top five times here for the men. Austin Malioli coming in first place by an incredible amount with a time of 6:02. Really no surprise there. I didn't really think Austin Malioli, he's ranked, in the top of his region. I believe he's ranked 177th in the world. But no real surprise. He's very strong at the deadlifts, kind of got that short range of motion. And, of course, the body weight movements have nothing on Austin Malioli. So congratulations, Austin Malioli. A time of 6:02. Second place, Bartek Lipka, 6:34. 6:35 goes to Josh Mabry. Rob Forte with a fourth place finish in 18.4 with a score of 6:37, and of course, rounding out that top five, Matt Frazier with a time of 6:39, and I know Matt posted something a little bit earlier before he posted his actual score, where I believe he got like 6:09 in that range. I think it was between like 6:02 and 6:09. It was in that range. He posted a picture of his scorecard, but obviously he didn't like the video, so he went back a couple hours later and posted that time. So Matt Frazier did it faster, and probably would have gotten at least second place on this workout, but obviously he didn't like the video, so props on him to go back, because so many people over the last couple of years try to cheat the system. So that's a very cool move by Matt Frazier. It shows a lot of integrity on his part to look at the video and not really like what he sees. And obviously it was a hard workout. If you're one of the elite athletes that does have to film every workout, it was probably a hard workout to film. I can't imagine trying to find a spot for your camera that can see the good handstand pushup reps. The deadlifts really aren't that difficult to watch on a video, but then also try to get your handstand walking as well. So props to Matt Frazier for going back and doing that and really being honest about the video and not liking the video. So going back and trying to figure that out. Your top times for the females in 18.4 in first place, Annie Thor's daughter, going to be facing off tonight against her fellow daughters in Iceland. That is going down at, I believe, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to release three options, and they're going to have the CrossFit community pick what is 18.5. So that's going to be coming up a little bit later. Maybe we'll have a live reaction once that workout's announced. We're going to try to do something with our Facebook page. But if we don't get a live reaction tonight, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, because I'll be talking about what happened and the workout and kind of breaking it down to on a special Friday edition of the podcast. Like I said, guys, we're going to try to give you guys more and more content, and we're doing a sports March Madness type of deal where you guys can go vote on sports movies every single week. We're doing that. That's all, you know, we're doing it live on Facebook, as well as you guys can vote on Instagram. Our Facebook is at The Big Red Express. Our Instagram is at Big_Red_Express. It's the best way to kind of get involved and get things happening for you. And it's the best way to get interactive with us on social media. We love interacting with you, and we loved hearing what you guys had to say. Had a very good response here in episode one that I just recorded last night live on Facebook. So make sure you guys tune in every single Wednesday for our sports movie madness. And we're going to be taking our fans' picks, my picks, and just talking about some great sports movies out there. Not every movie, not every great sport movie is on the list, but it's ESPN's poll bracket. And I think it was kind of fun to do it out of day number one. So going back to the leaderboard for the women, after 18.4, your first place finisher in 18.4, Annie Thor's daughter, Carol Ann Reason Tebow, came in second, 5:58. And Annie Thor's daughter finished it in 5:34. So very, very fast time. Rachel Garibe, Annie Freku, and Amelie Lundberg. Those are your top five women. Some other big ones, Cassidy Lance May, or McWherer, who currently stands in first place right now after 18.4. And Katrin David's daughter round out your top 10 for 18.4. So let's head on to the rankings and give your top five going in to 18.4, and then some outliers here for the women. Cassidy Lance McWherter with 180 points. She sits in first place overall. Kara Saunders, a.k.a. Kara Webb, is in second place. No real surprise there. The second fittest woman on earth. Carolyn Prevost with 241 points sits in third place. Annie Thor's daughter sits in fourth place with 293 points. And Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet rounds out your top five with 308 points. Some very big names there. Brooke Wells, Rachel Garibe, David's daughter, Mackenzie Riley, Tia Claire Toomey, Emily Bridgers, Kristen Holte. All these athletes in the top, you know, 17 or 15 or so. So it's going to be interesting tonight, because we've got the ultimate showdown between the three Icelandic princesses, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, Katrin David's daughter, and Annie Thor's daughter. I'm going to give you who I think is going to win that matchup. No matter what the workout is, I think there's going to be one athlete that comes out on top, and she's been impressing a lot of people for a long, long time. But all three of those ladies after 18.4 are in the top 17. So it's going to be very interesting. And obviously, those are three of the fittest women in history. So no real surprise there that they are going to be at the top of that leaderboard. And of course, they're going to be battling it out tonight in Iceland. Now let's head on over to the men. Check out the men's rankings after five scored events. 18.4 in first place, your reigning defending fittest man on earth, Matthew Frazier. In a second place, Alex Vigenault from Canada. Willie Georges is in third place. He had a 175th finish in 18.4. Kind of dropped off a little bit, but was able to keep it by a very narrow margin. It's pretty much Matt Frazier than the rest of the field to fight for third right now. Patrick Vellner in fourth place. Then Jean Simon Rowe Lemaire is rounding out your top five. Some other big names in the top 10, Tim Paulson, Street Horner, Rich Froning is top 11. So some big names up there, some names that maybe you would not expect to see in that top 10 after five scored events, but we're going to see how the leaderboard is going to shake up after 18.5. So 18.5, what is it? We don't know. We never know, but we have an idea of what it may be. There are some ideas that have been thrown around, and if you missed our podcast the other day where we talked about the picture that Dave Castro posted on Instagram and on all the social medias, go back in our archives and check it out. It's labeled Mirror Mirror, and it's a picture of Dave Castro. There's three of him in three mirrors, so it could mean three options. Obviously, we are going to be able to pick. Tonight at 3 p.m. Eastern time, I believe there's going to be a poll come up. The CrossFit community is going to be able to choose what 18.5 is. Now, what do I think about this? Well, I think you can go either way. I think it's going to be a fun thing for the CrossFit community. People are going to be able to rally behind what workout they want, what workout they don't want. And really, I believe you're going to see a lot of the CrossFit Games athletes tweeting, Instagramming, saying, hey, vote for this, vote for that. Because we saw it a couple of years ago. 2015, we saw Heavy DT. I know a lot of people thought that Ben Smith did not want Double DT, which we saw the next year. But, you know, I think it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with 18.5. It's something that they've never done before in the CrossFit Open. And I think it's going to be a very unique way to look at it. And if it works out, will we see the other two workouts that don't get picked in a future workout? I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. My prediction, if you guys missed it last or a couple of days ago, it was some sort of a triplet with chest to bars, thrusters. So I saw the it was the mirror, it was the backwards thing. I don't know if it's going to be the same thing, but I think it's going to be a repeat of a future or a past workout, but it's going to be in reverse order. So instead of 21, 18, 15, 12, so on, it's going to be 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21 of something of thrusters and something else. So I know a lot of people said that, you know, he's been very high on the girls this year. He had Diane last week. So could he throw in a Fran? I think so. I think we've seen Fran before. Could we see a variation of maybe Fran and Karen to kind of get wall balls and thrusters? What would be worse? I know one of our listeners, Chaz Engel, a good friend of the podcast, commented saying it would be Karen right into Fran or Fran right into Karen with that tiebreak time being right in there. So I don't know. Both of those are very good ideas. What would you rather see? Would you rather see Karen 150 wall balls into Fran with chest to bar pull-ups, or would you rather do Fran right into Karen? Let me know. Let us know what you think. But we are ultimately going to find out what the choices are going to be a little bit later on today. Again, I'm recording this at 6:44 in the morning on the East Coast. We are going to find out, and we are going to have some reactions to it. Make sure you guys tune into our Facebook page. This is probably where we are going to announce what they are, give our reactions to the three workouts that Dave Castro announces. And it's going to be fun, guys. I hope you guys are able to vote at some point today, but I think it's going to be fun overall. It's going to be a great opportunity for the CrossFit universe to kind of get involved in the CrossFit Open. I think it was very, very successful a couple of years ago at the CrossFit Games when they had to vote for Heavy DT or Double DT. Obviously, it probably changed some paths that of Games athletes that won or lost. So I think it's going to be very, very cool to see what happens in 18.5. Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Big Red Express. Make sure you tune in every single week on our Facebook page, every single Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for our Sports Movie Madness. We're working through the top 32 sports movies of all times, according to ESPN's bracket. We're going to break through that bracket. We've already gone through round one on the left side. Next week, we hit the right side and hit movies such as Space Jam, Remember the Titans, Happy Gilmore, Any Given Sunday, and many, many more. Guys, thanks so much. Make sure you tune in right here on the Big Red Express. We're going to be doing more and more content just for you, the fans, and for you, the listeners. Got some big things in the works with some other federations out there in terms of functional fitness. We got some big, big names going to be on the podcast coming up here a little bit later as well. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. Good luck on 18.5, and we will talk to you soon. Hold up, we are back. I forgot, guys, I pressed the stop button on this podcast, and I forgot to give you who I think is going to win 18.5. Now, what kind of person would I be if I just kind of went off the wayside and did not give you my picks for 18.5? So, the pick is... it's between Katherine David's daughter, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, and Annie Thor's daughter, one of my favorite CrossFit athletes of all time. I think it's going to take the win. I think it's going to be Annie Thor's daughter is going to take the win. She has been impressive the last couple of years, kind of a resurgence into the top after she failed to, I believe, qualify a couple of years ago. She's been absolutely incredible. So Annie Thor's daughter is my pick to win the face-off at 18.5 in Iceland.